application for Celestine, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N-E, Koester, K-O-E-S-T-E-R. January 3, 24, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 463-2824. Dear Christopher, follow up Mr. Koester, stage 3, 4 renal failure, small kidney, hypertension, CHF, last visit in July. According to wife, no emergency room or hospital visit. He has memory problems, very decreased functional capacity, uses a walker. On antidepressants, Lexapro, no side effects. Denies nausea, vomiting, bowel problems or bleeding. There is chronic incontinence, nocturia 4 or 5 times, but no infection, cloudiness or blood. A stable edema, which is minimal, apparently low salt. Denies chest pain palpitations and degree of dyspnea, has received the flu shot. Denies oxygen inhalers, not much of a cough or sputum production. No gross orthopnea, medication list review, no anti-inflammatory agents, blood pressure at home, fluctuates 130, 170, today was 134 over 50, right side of the large cuff, bilateral JBD and carotid bruise, aortic systolic ejection murmur, appears to be regular, no pericardial rap, distant breath sounds, but no oral wheezes, overweight, no ascites, and about trace edema. Last chemistries I have. From August, anemia 11.7, low ferritin 98, saturation was 16%, the last sodium potassium acid base was okay, nutrition and calcium was okay, creatinine of 1.9 for a GFR around 33 cc per minute, a normal phosphorus. There has been a prior hemocultin disturbance. This is more than a year ago. The urine shows no blood, no cells, and isolated trace protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Stage 3 to 4 renal failure, no symptoms of uremia, no decompensation of CHF, does have iron deficiency anemia with positive hemocultin stools. We are going to update all chemistries, and depending on that, decide if we have to do further intravenous iron EPO treatment. Might require further diagnostic procedures, although his functional capacity is so debilitated that probably simple measurements should be taken. Notice the weight a few pounds comparing to the last time, but I don't see much of respiratory distress. Tolerating Norvasc and Coric hydralazine. He's not on any diuretics at this point. He's known to have small kidneys below 10 centimeters, but no evidence of obstruction. There is some degree of urinary retention post-voidal. Follow-up for the kidney abnormalities in 5 months. End of dictation.